gave us a right to say, Lord, this is what, again, as usual, has been carried to an extreme. We are sons. We are under this thing. You are this, but you have malaria. So extreme. We're always doing extremes. And, you know, I'm sure there are children of God that when they hear me, they'll be offended. Ah, does this man doubt? Does he doubt in the power of what Jesus did? I don't. I believe in it more than you. I've added to my faith virtue, and to that I've added knowledge. You see, if you don't add knowledge, we insist. This is 2 Peter 1:5. If you refuse to add to it knowledge, oh, I believe too. Better add knowledge to that faith. And to that add self-control, and then add perseverance. Why are you persevering if you've arrived? Who perseveres after you cross the finish line? Is that not when they will hold you, saying, no, Kolo? He was so tired while he ran that his head knocked. And he got to the finish line and kept running. Why are you running, sir? Stop. So why are you running? There's no running if you've arrived. So I'm sure you and I agree that we have not arrived. It's just that I say it's you. You say, no, let's not say it. Let's just pretend. Pretend. Oh, Jesus, as a Christian, you cannot be sick. Then you quietly fly abroad to go and get treatment. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it in Jesus' name. Stop in Jesus' name. And there they are watching you. Their whole denomination that they've died like flies. I won't ask you to raise your hand, but you're here. I'm from such a place. May the Lord heal your heart. Don't be offended at God. He's not God. Okay? Don't be offended at God. Those are the questions you should be asking when we say question time. You don't ask questions. You sit down and be angry. Don't be angry at God. It's not. My Father has no hand in that matter. None. None. Jesus used to say, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Men came and said, we don't care if you're going to be a member of this church. So be it unto you. And no authority backed up. You cannot take medication. People are dying left, right, and center. People, you've not had faith for headache to be relieved. Then you want to have faith straight for cancer. You just jump straight from this to that. Not even someone else's faith. Nobody. God have mercy on us. So around the world, many have died. But because they said, can't take medication. But the Bible says that he took a poultice. He told Isaiah, this is a man of God, prophet, extra, extra. And he tells him, tell him. He says, please, I don't want to die. The King Hezekiah. He says, tell him to take a poultice. That's some leaves and whatever. They squeeze it and put on the boil, whatever was worrying him. And he got well. He got well. Does that mean God can heal him? He can. Absolutely. He healed many. We've seen him. We know that one. But what about these exceptions? For which is still part of his way. Which he allows us to make the way. And then you arrive at a conclusion and say, I mean, my problem is not if you decide you won't get help. It's you forcing it on other people. And saying, if you take any medication, we will disfellowship you. What kind? And Fed Tabernacle people did this. They didn't start that 100 years ago. Nearly 100 years ago in this Nigeria. Lots of trouble. Pain. Horror. Don't be an extremist. Don't impose what someone else does not have faith for. This is not, there's things you call a sin. This is not a sin. Rather, 1 Corinthians 8, it's weakness in faith. And even then, sometimes, anyone can be weak. Abba. Trophimus. I've left behind. Was sick. Don't drink water again in that place, Timothy. Only drink the wine. Doesn't mean he was alcoholic. Just means that I didn't say he had no alcohol either. I'm just saying that the water in the place he happened to be in was bad. That's why that passage is there. You that has been trying to use it against God, mind yourself. the water was bad. That's all. Go and listen to old messages. And I used to answer this kind of things. No, sir. The water was bad. So when you drink it, his belly will be sick. So Paul said to him, don't drink that water. Wait a little. Don't drink that water. A little one. Use that to quench your thirst. After all, I don't think you spend there forever. You stay there for ever. This translation says, don't drink, stop drinking only water. But I don't think it's written like that in the real thing. I don't think there's any only. You know, again, when a translator is trying to say, what did they mean here? But whether, you say the King James, drink no longer water. He said, they didn't drink the water. I hope you are saying it. Yes. The thing was making Timothy sick. Paul did not write to him and say, what is wrong with you? What kind of church leader are you? Is this what I've read? Timothy, I hereby strip you of every ministerial authority, for you have brought shame to the name of my faith in this realm. That's not what he did, though. People are always doing something in the name of this, my God. My God does not mind, or my God understands that your faith can be weak, or that you may have not received strength for something. Strength is built gradually. Many people don't know that. That strength can be built up too. And that strength can be lost. Faith comes from hearing God's word. That's why there are seasons you can feel very strong in God and times when you feel weak. Maybe expose yourself to the words of God a lot. You get strengthened. You have faith again. How many of you have been through multiple seasons of that? You got weak in one thing or the other, and then you put yourself before the words of God and the presence of God, and strength came and you're back. Like, how could I lose that? Yeah. So this happens as long as you're in this earth. There's capacity for that to happen. Acting like one has always arrived at a place where something is impossible is not very wise. Let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. If you can fall, then why are you acting like you can't fall once you have stood? Does that place not imply that you were standing and that you can lose your place? Am I twisting scripture? As well with the righteous. I don't want to share again. I want to answer questions and then we pray. Yes, questions quickly. Do we have any? No questions. Nobody has a question here. If you have a question, raise your hand. The microphone will come to you. If you're a cow, sorry, if you're too cowardly, write it and pass it very fast to an usher. Yes, if you have a question about anything I've said, if you don't have, I'm happy. Like one preacher said, it shows I've done a very good job. And thus I encourage myself. Some of you think I'm looking for a question. Don't pity me. Don't pity me and raise your hand. Don't pity me. This is not the kind of pity I like.
Sir. Does a child with Babylon automatically kick you out of Zion?
Again.
Does a child with Babylon?
A child with Babylon.
Kick you out of Zion automatically. When you were speaking, you made an analogy of having to interact immorally with Zion, Babylon, and then having a child, somebody.
That's speaking English. Can't you say having a child with Babylon? What is it, a child with Babylon? Maybe we'll start looking at single students. I'm in here, Babylon. It's more of the rulers of this world that produce those children. Individuals can interact with Babylon. She's coming after all of us, seducing us. Did we finish? He didn't finish Proverbs. You know, individuals, Babylon comes after everyone, wants to drag you off, wants to defile you. She comes to steal your heart. She wants to take the seed of God, which is in you, and corrupt it. You are not supposed to yield to her advances, her influence. Babylon is a prostitute available for all. The Israel of God is faithful, available for one, focused on her husband in heaven. One, she's betrothed and she's faithful. Babylon is for all comers, available to any and every one who pays her. So she gets favors in return. You give her something. Example, a king or a leader of a nation or a group of people will hand over the people, will give her access to sell her wares, to bring in her daughters, her many distractions. Okay? This was Proverbs, please. It says you should keep your path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house. Keep going. Lest you concede your vigor to others and your years to one who is cruel. So this is what happens. You know, so it says your vigor, that's, give me BBE or something, HES, something simpler. Look at what it's trying to explain here. For fear that you may give your honor to others and your wealth to strange men. Give me HES. Otherwise, you give up your vitality to others. Say life. Vitality, your passion, your drive, your motivation. You lose it. Your vigor, your strength. That thing you like to call like your destiny, you give it up. This is what she takes from you. She's really dangerous. And she has taken from billions throughout history. And there's nobody she doesn't go to. When you go and read about her in Daniel, in Revelation, the next two chapters, and when she's being judged, it says that the important men of the earth, all of them, had relationships with her. Babylon is powerful. She rules a large swath of the church. Very powerful thing. Very, very enabled. Mm-hmm. She's very good at her job. She offers you things that make you feel good. It tells you that you give up your vitality to others. So this is what she does. She comes to drain you of your vitality, the life God put in you to do his will. Your drain. So you end up doing things, but not what God wants. You'll be drained. She's drained you. This is not a male thing. This is male female, but it's just a picture. That which was supposed to bring forth life, you are supposed to reproduce your kind in the earth. You will not reproduce your kind. You reproduce her kind. What you were to be in God's image will not be. So at the end of her handling you, you have, now some people, this happened to them physically almost. It came into some stupid, it has happened to many, but if you're here, there's hope for you. Say amen.
Amen.
Ignorance cannot stand between God's will and you. Some people, this has happened physically. This immorality thing has worked on them physically, really, male and female. Tampered with your life in major ways. I won't say it to take the grace of God, because it always takes the grace of God, but you're going to have to humble yourself seriously for the grace to reach and pull you out of that low, dark hole, swell, the pit that she has dragged you into. The good thing is you're still alive, physically. But if you hang around her till you die, the Bible says she'll take your years, the years of your life, and give to someone cruel. Say Satan. You hand it over to others. So she steals that thing people speak about, you know, and some of these false prophets, people, and they say, oh, your destiny has been locked. Do they explain these things? Do they explain it? Do they explain how your destiny can be locked? No, they make it sound as this, just someone just stood and just did things. No, things don't just happen. You must have cooperated. Choices have been made that have resulted in access being had to your life, to your well-being, to your future. And so you take your years, literally, will be deducting your time your time span. Time that you were to have for your use, for the glory of God. She sucks it. She's a sucker. Yes? Next verse, verse 10. Lest strangers feast on your wealth. So there's the wealth God wanted you to have. But when she finishes with you, strangers will take it. The people you had to minister to, the things that, so the people you would have brought to God, the things you would have achieved, the what you would have brought forth in the earth, whether it's human beings, disciples and all that. She's taken all of them. Those people you were to disciple, they will not be there. They will be serving in the altars of Baal. What you lifted, they will come after. You lifted up money, 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 money. So all of them will end up with top jobs in Mobil, Exxon, in this one, in that one. They'll be here, they'll be there, they'll be stars. And then when you come out, you say things like this. You must have heard things like this. You know, I stand here today as a proud father of very many children. By the grace of God, I have placed no less than 7,000 people in this. See, now, so you created after your kind now. You know, you mated with Mystery Babylon. So you created, you've been doing that for years, and you take great pride in it. Wealthy, godless people. Rich people everywhere who don't know God. Now, someone is going to always say in their mind as I'm speaking, no, they can be wealthy and know God. You see that constant desire to have money you have? That's her seed. See, you are her child. I'm trying to adopt you. See, I'm trying to move you, get adoption papers to move you. Stop fighting. Can't you remember her steps lead to death? You can't serve God and mammon. Her number one, two is mammon. Why do you think those kings of nations yield to her? The offer tells them that their country will be wealthy and they will be outstanding and you'll make a name. His wealth is always connected to food. It's always connected to material things. But the God of Israel was the God who said, listen to the kind of ridiculous things it appeared God said. He said things like, on the seventh year, you will not plant anything. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. Everybody look at me. What kind of joke is that? Wait. So we won't plant at all. Question, what will you eat in the eighth year? He said you should trust him. So you don't plant in the seventh year at all. By the eighth year, you're meant to eat. You plant in the eighth year. Then, in the ninth year, you now eat. So the last time you planted was the sixth year. Then the next time you expect a harvest, you got a harvest in the seventh year, but you don't, huh? Am I missing it? No, it's 1 year now, you don't plant. So it's 1 year, you don't expect harvest. So that 7 years, the Sabbath. He said you should leave the land to rest. And you're like, bring fertilizer, man. NPK. Don't give fertilizer. Rejuvenate this land. Thank God for modern science. And God is watching you. And one day the whole earth is going to... Bible says you vomit the inhabitant. This is how God runs the world. It always involves trusting him. Any version of life, let me teach you how to recognize Babylon. Any version of life that does not involve doing crazy things once in a while, that if God does not help you, you're dead, is not God. God has always operated like that. That is why, again, preachers never, when they used to talk about tithe much, they never talked about the chapters. That's why everybody ran to Malachi. That's why nobody talks about Deuteronomy 12, Deuteronomy 14, Deuteronomy 26. Except me. There must be others. I just haven't heard them yet. Where it says, take the tithe. That's 1/10 of everything you got. Bring it. Have a holiday, including all your workers. Then he said, eat it. Now he said, give, share. He said, give to the orphans, widows, Levites, the men of God, give. Then he said, the rest, populate it. Now, this tithe is the tithe you share in chopping. This is not the tithe you hand over on. So there was this tithe of, it's not totally clear sometimes, you know, but the third year, at the very least, there was a tithe that was brought. He said, you should eat it. With, give, share, but you don't understand. He didn't mean, do you understand what it means to eat 1/10 of all your harvest in a short period? You know that goes against the principle of saving. You know you should spread out. This one, he commanded they should finish it. Not like a command. He wasn't playing. He didn't give them the choice. This is an act of faith. If you followed me on Red Church Truth, you would have seen it. He ordered them. Said, don't save that. Don't remain that thing. I give you 7 days or however long. The Bible doesn't tell us how long. But he says in the presence of the Lord. He says, eat it. So the extra, you call people, say, take. This is money you could have saved. You see this kind of faith. This is not the faith of giving up something. This is the faith of gorging yourself, wasting. It seems like waste. And I've kept, it's the same faith involved in the alabaster box. Are you understanding? Like, no, now, this would have been spread out over, It's that kind of faith. Are you understanding? That's the kind of faith here. It's the same faith. So in Sabbath, you don't plant at all. In tithing, you bring out. It goes against nature. Wait, you mean I have 100,000 I should take? No, I had 10,000 I should take 1,000 I had 100,000 I should take out 10,000 and eat in one sitting. Yes. Finish it. Don't want you to remember. Oh, guys, this verse 7 you gave me is not the only passage. In fact, you didn't even go to the right one. It occurs more than once, but go and read Deuteronomy 12. Don't worry, don't open it further. Go and read Deuteronomy chapter 12, read chapter 14, and read chapter, no, leave 26. That's about first fruit and offering. Just understand that there's a God who is interested in pushing you to test the boundary. It's not about the why. It is that he commanded you to do it. When you do it, what does he do? According to first Peter, we saw it. You obey to the purifying of your soul. Only one person knew. The rest of you. Bench warmer. Seat warmer. Plastic chair warmer. There's no pew here. Do you remember when he said you should obey to the purifying of your soul?
Yes, sir.
How do you do it? He said purify your soul by obedience to the truth. This is the same principle he had with his nation Israel that he has with his spiritual Israel now. With God, it's not about what you did and the technology behind it, the obedience. When you obey God, it purifies your soul. When you take out of that thing you have and God says, give away that, you're like, but if you want to start it, but this times this, if I, this. So God purifies you by not, by having moments in your life where he goes against all sense. Am I explaining? I didn't have time to explain this in Red Church Truth. When I showed you that tithing is an act of faith. It doesn't make sense. Like Sabbath is an act of faith. So I should stop my business. I should shut down. I shouldn't sell. I've told you about Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby is a business owned by a Christian. He's a billionaire, David Green. Didn't go beyond secondary school. A billionaire in US dollars. You know, and all that. The day they have the most business, every business sells the most is Sunday. That's the shopping day for most families in the US. That's the one day he does not open at all. He shuts down. The day they will have made the greatest sales, he shuts down. He tells his families, go home. Go and be with your family. Don't sell anymore. It's an act of faith to have a business that that trusts that God can, and he did this many years ago and has gone on to become a, still, God has chosen him to be a giver. And he calls the business, he says it's God's business. So I heard that there are things you have, some of these online, these software Bibles you have, that there are people behind it. Some court cases where Christians won something. Someone took it to Supreme Court. It was not you. Some won it in appeal court and took it to Supreme Court. So Supreme Court will rule that you don't force. And there are people who can bankroll that calmly. There are people bankrolling things, you know. You have no clue. God will always demand that you walk by faith. He will always tell you to do things that are not somewhere. That is, you may live normally. Normally, 1 year, 2 years, just like normal human being. Then you show up. I say, I can know if you have been interacting with God. If if nothing in your life, if everything in your life makes sense, God is not involved with you. No, I'm not joking. If God is involved with you, Abba, so there will be peace throughout like that. He's a man of war. Abraham, take your son, your only son. That's God for you. Abraham, so life will just be happy to do, happy in the Lord. But you're happy, me, I'm not. In the Lord. I'm not sure you love me. Are you sure you even fear me? Yeah, bring that son. Don't hunt for Ishmael, the only one you have. Yeah, this is good. Yes, so that's why you're happy. You're happy in the Lord. Our God is on this day you shall do no common work. Like, what's wrong with just walking? I want to walk now. Don't stop. I don't want you doing anything. Thrice a year, you just stop everything. But that the soul was really looking good. I don't care. We are escaping. Yes, so go to that place. Stand there, enter there. Yeah. This is in front of us. So wait till they come. Stand there. I don't understand. Shouldn't we use the other way? Seeing as stand there. When you now cry out, you now say, carry your hand. God likes excitement. He likes to watch a good movie. Michael, is there nothing to watch? What kind of children are you people even raising for me these days? What's happening here? I beg. I don't know my church. Just church. They just come clap, sing the same song. When did we give our gift of prophecy last? All right, hit that place. And three people prophesying, brand new ones. Do we have new Christians that don't know Jack? We have. There's that guy that has long hair, has not cut it yet. When he get born again, 2 days ago, good. Give him a gift of prophecy. Give her. Are you understanding that? Shabba dagada! Yeba! As the church elders are conferring on how to shut him down, the other one there, bo, ba, me. All those elders and heaven, they think like, this is unacceptable. Meanwhile, the Lord is rejoicing over them with singing. So boring. How person will get church where something there? Are you understanding this thing? Yes, so I'm okay. When you see the Lord, you see what you tell him. When you see him now, when you see him, you see, I tell, yeah, my son tells this guy. God can never, me. That was me. In fact, almost every time, that's me. How can you have this church? You've been here for 10 and a half years. Your beginnings were not like this. You ought to greatly prosper in your end. You people have gotten deader and deader. Now you have a name, Living Church, but you are dead. have your name taught alive, but you are dead. Be it unto you according to your words. Let me make you alive. How old is that one? 13 years. How old is this one? 16. Then who is the other one? Oh, he's an atheist that got born again. He's 52. Stir them up. So he starts boiling them inside. They don't know what's happening. The mere fact that the person doesn't know what's happening, shouldn't that tell you something? Now look for a way. Excuse me, sir. Exercise self-control. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. And the guy is wondering, who are you talking to? Who is a prophet? Me. No, be prophet they talk. Me, who is me be? I don't know anything you're talking about. I've never seen prophecy. I don't know how prophecy works. I don't know. If you see the people God gives gifts in this world, you will laugh. Some of you have not been laughing at some. We have people in this church, multiple, not less than 3. I know there are 4. They came straight from Church of Christ who believe nothing in Rabakatakata. Nobody laid hands on them to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. They started on their own. They came started seeing visions without any prayer for it. And nobody asked. Other people, you must go through normal process, Bible class, all that. And you must desire their own. They just bypass it. You want to see their hand? They are here now. Some of them are here. If they are not in overflow. Real. In this house. Some came. One came from Church of Christ. Seeing visions. Sitting in church services. Seeing visions. With her eyes open. Even if we... The day she tries me to expose her. To take her back to her church. Do you know this guy was sitting among people seeing visions? Seeing visions, open eye, inside a place where they don't believe in any such thing. You're telling me that the God that does this kind of thing, that you can control him. When we are here, 25 years, faithful walk with God. Lord, show me something. This is the God, you see, I know how. I've told you people, God likes, I almost said, what? Let me just quote the Bible. Our God is a man of war. God likes, read it. Don't be saying, pastor said. Read your Bible. You just stay. And this Saturday night. Have you not read the eyes of the Lord on top, bro? Some, you don't land in a Muslim community. Bah. Faithful Muslims. See us here. Who wants to see Jesus in a vision? You're not sure you want to see Jesus in a vision? I said in a vision now. Abba. It's a different. You would like to see Jesus in a vision. Have you heard of Jesus appearing all over to Muslims in all the Muslim places? Do you know they were not asking? I don't mean the past. I mean right now. Iran, in hotbeds, Afghanistan. That he likes going to those kinds of places. Places where you say, Jesus, they cut off your head. That kind of place. That's where he goes. We are here. Lord, we are here. A little. Just show us something. It's not like I'm saying anything deep. Just a little. One Muslim will be there bowing down. I heard one, a whole crowd of them in Morocco years ago. Bad. I saw them carry a mosque. See Jesus standing there. How do we know? Because he told them, go, I have missionaries, servants in the other village. Go. The missionaries were in a village. A whole village arrived. Say, we are looking for you. The one they call Isa said we should come, that you tell us what to do. A village, you arrive. In another place, everybody had the same dream of Jesus one night. Imagine everybody waking up and saying, if you see what I dream, then everybody say, me too. The whole village. Muslims. Are you telling me those people went at home to bed at night saying, Lord, reveal yourself to us? How many of you have been asking, Lord, just a little bit? Did you not hear Jesus say, do you think I came to bring peace? He looked around when he tells you what he tells you, and you all of you agree. Yes, so you're in agreement. Mm-mm, that does not cause war. I'll tell you people. So this one, he said, Father will. Did we not read together? Luke chapter 12. Father will be against son. Bring that chair. Let's watch. This church, boring. Iran. So he's engaged and has to do things. You angels, you've been sitting around here too long. Run, do fight. Move, move. Activity. God likes activity. He's not a boring God. So if your version of Christianity is boring, I am sorry. Someone misintroduced you. Someone introduced you to an idol and said it was Jesus. There's nothing boring about Jesus. It's nothing. Nothing. Who sense we are just there? Everybody knows why boots were invented. You say go. Is it just to show? Have you read that he made as though to pass them by? Who has read his Bible properly? That one of the, that when he was, they were in the boat, in the storm, the Bible said he wasn't walking towards them. Luke 24, 48, read now, you're with the microphone.
Drew nigh unto the village, whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further.
What is that? You have another translation, is it? Does it change?
As they approached the village where they were headed.
They were in a boat, so just understand. Go and read it. Uh-huh.
He seemed to be going further.
Sorry, who knows the condition they were in this boat? No, you're reading Luke 24. Okay, this one is still the same. This one, they walk on their leg. Not this one. The one where he was in the boot. But this one too. Who is this? This is the Lord Jesus after he was resurrected from
the dead.
From the dead. This is after the Lord Jesus rose from the dead. How many of you knew that? Go back. Go to verse 20. Luke 24. It's a bit before that. So the scriptures tell us that.
Chief.
Don't read that. Step back to verse 17. These were disciples. He asked them,
what are you discussing so intently as you walk along?
Excuse me. Because some of you know better than me by far. So I just said, let me just share some of my confusion.
They stood still.
Hold on. This is Jesus speaking to two disciples. You've heard of on the road to Emmaus.
Yes.
This is Jesus. He has risen from the dead. Does he not know what they are discussing?
He knows.
Because every time I stand there and say, God likes to watch a good movie, someone goes, stop it. This is what? This is an honest discussion. You don't know what they are talking about. You are the risen Lord. You don't know what they are talking about. Okay, he knows very well because he knows these people personally. These were personal disciples. They stood still, sadness on their face. Yes, keep going.
One of them, named Clopas, asked him,
listen,
are you the only visitor to Jerusalem?
The information he was asking about everybody on earth. New. So this is not even like something special. I'm not, forget about his supernatural ability to know. This is a disciple, no be me, sarcasm. This guy couldn't hold it back. He dropped his sadness. So it's only you. You're the only visitor to Jerusalem. Who does not know the things that have happened there in recent days? Okay, well done.
What things?
This is gentle Jesus. Look at me. I mean, this is the Lord, always plain.
He asked.
He actually asked what things. So this is not poking. This is not good. This is not deliberate. If they push you, they go. I'm introducing you to your God, because some of you have never met him. Say, even see this thing. Even God must not know about it. Why? Because he's not speaking about it. He planned it. Someone finished planning something, keep them pushing to it. Then you say he doesn't know. I don't know why God is so silent on me. He's not silent. He's the one that kept the different actors on in your path. So he's a the God that made you love drama. Love drama. It must not be that the food you're served is plain. Orishi rishi in English. Orishi orishi. Garnishing. Garnishing. God doesn't like all these palm oil rice that doesn't. MTN. No. No, no. God likes greens and orange and things and purples and other things. God likes that. He's a God of color. Our God is, at the end, you finish, you put, you see your white people, you put a flower by the side. I say, well, is this one edible too? Sorry, by the way, let me advise you, don't embarrass me. If you go to any place, you see that fly, not food though. Huh? Wake up your neighbor in case they are not hearing you. Just sit there and try and look too shwa. Why doing the good thing? Don't embarrass me. I see you got a lab. Bear your neighbor, no sleep. Go chop flower where you did. If it was not food, they put it. It's not food. Okay, so he asked what things? He's goading. He's testing. Our God has the right to ask questions when he knows the answer. He has the right. You're not the first. Isaiah, can these bones live? That sharp guy.
Lord, you know.
It's Peter that was not sharp. Peter, do you love me? Ah. Why? Why not? Peter, do you love me? I'm saying I love you. When they ask you the third time, make sense moving. Say, Lord, you know things. All these free, bold answers. When God's stuck in your boat, some of you, wait till you start seeing the Lord properly. God, your boat, he hasn't even finished talking. You've interrupted and continued. Yes, yes. You know, that thing, yeah, when you're creating the second one, you, when God is talking, do like this. And then be asking Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Help me. Holy Spirit. Help me. The Holy Spirit is your friend, not police. The Holy Spirit is your friend. You better know where to turn to. But the general answer when God asks a question, general, is Lord, you know. Oh, yeah, practice. Say, Lord, you know.
Lord, you know.
Have you practiced? Loosen your tongue. Say, Lord, you know.
Lord, you know.
Can I even add all things?
All things.
Then maintain an attitude of humility. Or he might keep quiet. Or secondly, you don't even know. There was this man that was talking a bit too freely when the angel came. This 9 month period where nobody heard his voice. If you don't know what we are talking about, you need to leave Islam. Move to Christianity. I'm just saying, if you don't know what we are just talking about now, you can become a Christian. If you are laughing, there's somebody that does not know what you're talking about. His name was Zachariah. And an angel who often saw the Lord was standing in front of him. So when he said what he said, he spoke a bit too freely. So they borrowed his voice. 9 months. So since you just... And this was just an angel who do a big one, not a small angel. I don't know if you'll be asking the angel, sorry, what rank? Before we start talking, let's just be... So I know if I should say much, say little, you know. Where do you normally stand? Because he said, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. He said, I'm Tobin. Because the thing has rubbed off. The thing has rubbed off God on top of Gabriel. You got the top. Then they talk in the top. They talk in the top. Are you sure? To make sure we are sure, you will not be talking. Because at this rate, you will spoil something. Meanwhile, Mary went, be done to me.
According to your word.
You're on the door, there, they bold. We are a priest. We've been in this thing. We've been in this walk. Huh? How many of you know? I've been a Christian for... Look at me. I'm a priest. I'm preaching the office. I'm saying it for all you priests. The big boys. Be careful when you start to see angel. There's the one that will not be in your mood. This is just nice Gabriel. What if it were Michael? Is that not burial announcement? We are sad to announce the demise. Call to glory. On the other side, you guys are looking at it. So picture you are paying up there and then whoever, really, the angel brought you, dropped you. It's heaven. I'd be too small for the book of God. You see, a human being saying, Lord, I want to go back. How many of you still think God is boring? We'll have a deliverance session immediately after this. There's nothing boring about God. Everything I've told is in the Bible. Don't be bad like they tell you the story from. You see, you can't see it. You can't, some of us, you cannot laugh from the Bible because when you go in there, you're looking for only Leviticus. Even in Leviticus, there's joy. But you cannot see. Cannot see. You have to see our God. The future is beautiful. Ah, the future is very fine. Nice. Exciting. Yes, this is not the time for too much entertainment. A little here, once in a while. You know, he wants you to know. But he's a God of real action. Action. God likes action. He's not a boring old humming to himself, no. But he involves his family. He's involving you. Let's do something now. As a family, you know. So you gotta handle this, eh? Don't worry, I'll see you in 2 years, eh? I'll see you in something else. Don't handle this. And that you walk away from that, you're grumbling. And God is wondering, what a bad attitude. This thing we just said, let's just do. Huh? Go, come back with your story. Go. Enjoy. Joe, how do you feel that prison time? You like how I put you in charge? I'm the one that talked to them and they just put you in charge. So you couldn't say I didn't give you good food though. Even in prison, you are still connected to, you know, top government officials. He can do all these things because he's God. How you know he can? When you hear about the miracles of God, you wonder, why doesn't he use the simpler way? Why doesn't he just tell you, hey, carry food? Is it that hard? How many of you know one simple plain dream? God, who has ever had a plain dream that came to pass almost the way you dreamt it? How many of you have noticed that it's very few times that's happened in this your life? How many of you have noticed that the time it happened, you went, it's not that you were very super righteous necessarily at that time. So if he has done it before, he can do it again. Do it again. But why doesn't he? Because he likes, you know, they would just sack that angel from dream management if he does use different actors, different pictures, different, he loves variation. And he will do that so you can have a clue of his nature. Everyone has an eye, two eyes, a nose, a mouth. How somehow did we end up looking different like this? With the same features. Eyes, nose, mouth. How do you do it? Even twins, they're different. How are you doing it? He can. Why didn't you think, well, some people will have their nose to this side? Just slight replacement. Because if they put any of you in charge of man's facial design, that's what would have been the situation here. So, they would have been arguing, how would they recognize each other now? So we have to. So you have moved your features. Pity the man whose nose is under his feet. Bing it! Bing it! Bing it! And they've run out of spots. So how you know his bill is by here? How you know they'll be mixing? This one is left leg, right? So, but God was in charge of this thing. And he did a fantastic job. Slight variations. Slight. Ever so slight. Ever so slight. And brought us to where we are. Finish Proverbs. So don't say I didn't finish it. Keep your path far from her. Don't go near the door of her house, lest you consider your vigor to others, your years to one who is cruel. Let strangers feast on your wealth and your labors enrich the house of a foreigner. And what I was trying to say is this. When you go God's way, it will seem as though you're going to lose out. When you go Babylon's way, the very thing you feared is what will come on you. Are you hearing me? Yes. He says your strangers will feast on your wealth. Your labors will enrich the house of a foreigner. If you look at the book of Proverbs chapter 13 verse 22. 13 verse 22. Look at what it says about God. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the sinner's wealth is passed to the righteous. Look at that. A good man. Here he is being a good man, but it is children's children that are gaining an inheritance. It may not be cash directly. Maybe the blessing, maybe the favor from God, from something. Or even natural things, material things. Go back to Proverbs 5. Just know that when you obey God, you're going to end up well. When you obey the enemy, the mystery Babylon, you're going to end up badly. All right? And then he says in verse 11, at the end of your life, and this is always it, and this is how to think. People of God, this is how to think, please. Trust the Lord that if he tells you if you follow a path, at the end of your life, you'll be happy. You'll be happy. If he tells you at the end of your life, you'll be sad. You'll be sad. That ability to trust what God says is the difference between the wise and the foolish. If you think you're going to prove the Almighty God wrong, nah, you won't prove him wrong. At the end of your life, you've grown when your flesh and your body are spent. Do you see what happens when your vigor kept being taken? See when your vitality was being sucked out? See, you're going to be spent. You will groan. Yes? Verse 12. And you will see.
How I hated discipline and my heart despised reproof.
So, why do you think this person had chosen to go instead of going with life? This person went with that woman. How do you get saved from that woman according to verse 12? How does God save us from the woman, the forbidden woman? Do you remember where we started? This is about the forbidden woman. What did this fellow say at the end? I hated discipline and despised
reproof, rebuke,
correction. So the way to be saved from this forbidden woman is place yourself before discipline. The only people who escape this woman are disciplined people. You are going, there's no indisciplined person that doesn't end in the lap of Delilah. So if you're indisciplined, you end in the lap of Mystery Babylon or one of her daughters. You will end on it. This is not just physical immorality, child of God. This is spiritual. You're indisciplined. You can't put your body under, subject it. You say, no, my body must enjoy day and night. I must seek pleasure. I must run after wealth. He said, you're going to lose out on all those things. Those things you're pursuing. And people who chose to fear the Lord and live righteously. We won't just leave a blessing for our children's children. The wealth of those wicked people will turn around and come to us. I do not presume that I have achieved or attained anything. Philippians 3 says. And I personally do not think it. I don't deceive myself like that. As long as you're still alive, Satan is still around. Mystery Babylon is still around. There's nothing like I'm standing. For the one who thinks he stands should take care
lest he falls.
Everyone is at risk. There's nothing like, no, I have passed that level. That level does not exist if you're in this body. So wise people are going to be consistently alert. Remember, be alert. Watch. The opposite of drunk, intoxicated, inebriated. You will not be swayed by her wine. Don't swallow her things. I don't have time to say much more on what Babylon serves or will serve. But Babylon goes after everybody. She's very dangerous. Her offerings are very attractive. They appear very sensible. But they are poison and they are destructive. And she seeks to do evil. Not just to individuals, but to nations. Remember, she sits on nations. Now, something I want, any other question? Something I want us to pray about. Let me say it in case, you know, it will be a short prayer. If I think we are to pray more today, we pray about in the prayer intercessory meetings. I want you guys to keep praying. Be serious about it. We have to pray. You know, our nation. That Babylon spirit, of course, tries to sit on Nigeria too. So don't deceive yourself. I took you down this long path to show you, because I like to build everything on the word of God. Now, we've had visions and revelations from long ago. You know, when we were praying over the total of 90 days last year, at different times, and we saw lots of visions about Nigeria. And things that would come. And this isn't a public document. I just made it for a few. I gave it to a few servants of God. A couple. And all that. But, you know, but amongst other things, you saw Nigeria as a woman. You saw the effect of, you know, just the trouble, murmuring and complaining. That how it affected our nation. Just many things that are normal. And we saw Nigeria was pregnant. And we saw that some people were trying to abort the child. Now, a flurry of those visions have come back. Different people are seeing again, you know. And we had seen, just confirming things I'd said over the years, you know, about blessing Nigeria. Again, this lady in Nigeria, did we publish all the words concerning her? Did everyone? Was it published for all to see? Did you guys ever read about, you know, that process from the earliest visions we had from 25th April to 30th May or so? Different times we were praying. And even in the second phase, we had two phases of those prayers, 40 days, then 50 days later on. It wasn't everybody, of course, it was a select group, but we were praying for Nigeria consistently. And of course, the Lord was speaking to us and telling us things about how we saw into the future, we saw into the past. 1914, we're shown different things. And You know, I started today by talking a lot about how God sees things, how he sees nations as being. And if you're reckless or you, the average person doesn't know this thing, but see, this is the thing about seeing things from, about dwelling in the heavens, operating from a perspective of setting your eyes on God. Why? So you can see how he sees. Now, people on earth may scream at you like they did at Stephen and stone you. How dare you speak against you? Who do you think you are? But as we often say, it's not about who shouts loudest. It's about which one, whose own is fulfilled now. If God tells small children something in a corner and it comes to pass, and a big person say God told him and the opposite comes to pass, you can follow your big person for the rest of your life. Obviously, you don't care for truth. Important thing is who God is speaking to, because it is obedience to the truth that results in the purification of your soul. If you don't care about your soul being purified, you can listen to lies as long as you like. But just know you'll not be purified. And know that if any man has this hope in him, 1 John 3,
he purifies himself.
Why? Because he's coming. It says when you see him, you'll be as if. If you have hope that you're going to see the Lord, you purify yourself. The person that doesn't care to obey the truth will not be purified. If you're not purified, when you see him, you shall be ashamed exceedingly. So we want to walk in purity. And the washing of the water comes by the word, the words of God. Okay, now if this thing was never shared to the house, how can it not be? Wasn't the full version? Oh, we had to publish it in a successive one. All right, so I'm going to permit that we should, Brother Blessing Morris, let's put this one on Bondage to Liberty, Lady Nigeria, okay? Let's publish as a separate thing. We make an online copy, one that can be read on the phone, so we can, okay? You just touch it up and show me this night. Drag it from the soft copy of it and make an e-copy. All right, so we can give it to our people. If they can read it this time, it'll be good. It will help you guys to pray. But during the week, you can come along. You know, some of you are on holidays. Don't say until my prayer day. Come, you can join the other prayer groups and pray seriously like you're representing the church. Okay? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It's serious stuff. This stuff is so serious. I know you might be wondering, who am I? You're a child of God. You're a child of God. It's fine and good. It's serious stuff. This is how decisions are made for nations. You don't know, but if you've been around for a while, even with us, you know. Giving you examples once in a while. Those are a few examples. Told you about standing here and praying. We pray about things. It's in the news in 2 days, 3 days. We prayed about it in small. We weren't here yet. Small, it could be anywhere. Tiny, small. We present it to the Lord. There's no way it's not connected to our prayer. Some are too real, too strong, too obvious. If someone comes after 30 years to say something 2-3 days after you prayed about the person, come on, the very thing you prayed about. You can't just keep saying, no, it's by chance. Only so many things can be by chance. Okay? So we've seen it. Our confidence is not in ourselves. Our boast is not in ourselves, but we are sure God is with us. We've seen him too many times. He's told us too many things that many times nobody's saying. And we say it. We talk about it. We pray about him. Prayer meetings, we had no cameras and many things. But we know he came to pass. We know we saw it. We were not trying to prophesy. That's why till today we are not trying to be seen. We don't care about those things. What we care about is that evil should not come on our dwelling place. And Nigeria is our dwelling place. And there are evil portents. But people trying to abort what she's supposed to bring forth. And we must pray against it. And you know, I'm feeling slightly guilty as I'm saying this, because I remember, you know, when the new president came in Tinubu, the first person that came that of significance we saw was Bill Gates. Those are representatives of Babylon at a level you can't believe. You know, and I remember my sins as I speak. Because he kept coming to me, we need to get the church together. I mean, I've told some of my leaders, they didn't pull up. And we need to pray against any You don't know what might be about to be signed. We don't know what's going on. But we've seen ourselves pray and think. We saw our President Buhari went to America and God told us pray. And we saw things that will happen as they go to America within a day. So it was in the news. Well, America has its own interest. Have our own interest. We saw our president, and while he was there, they pointed a gun at him under the table. He saw a woman with a snake tongue speaking to the ears of President Trump, telling things. Because we forgot to pray about it, we had to call a sudden emergency prayer meeting, 8 o'clock in the morning. The next day, students, some, it wasn't everybody, it was his leaders, some leaders, and they came together in the warehouse and we prayed. And it definitely affected things, because if we had approved, when we saw the president's spokesman, what he said, it was clear that they had tried to force things on us. And we understood, that's why God told us, pray, 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 or your nation is going to be bound and tied up into things that will work against. Now, most people, because, so this is what the devil does. He makes you to spend all your time abusing government while agreements are being entered that pour wine on top of you. Meanwhile, if you obeyed the scripture, 1 Timothy 2, and prayed for those in authority, God will show them one dream. They'll wake up. A Muslim will wake up from his dream and say, Tufiakwa. And next day will be in a meeting where they are saying something and you remember his dream. You know everybody is spiritual, even atheists. And they'll just remember, now we tell a dream. And they'll say, well, I won't agree. And that's it. That one decision will affect all the nation. All. But Satan is good. Everybody, curse them, curse them, curse them. So as you're cursing, his head is not sitting correctly on its pivot. He says they agrees to every kind of thing, puts you and your grandchildren in trouble, and you're thinking he's at fault. In fact, you'll be praising, for once he has signed a good agreement. He has entered association with better country. That better thing is going to destroy your country. When you hear of France leaving countries because they say we are no more doing, and they pump cement into their pipes. That's one reason why France has lots of trouble going on them many times. Don't pity them too much. They've done so much evil. Who has heard of the evils of France? I heard it years ago, not recently. France, forcing countries to take all their money, African countries, and keep with them. And then you're entitled, you can beg. They may give you whether 10% or 20% of all your money. 1%? 5%? What kind of thing? Now, that thing has been trending in the news. I knew 3-4 years ago. I knew long ago. That's when I saw. That's an old video. This France will be smiling. So when they are having riots in their street for 3 months, burning things, destroying things, don't bother your head too much. England left countries and left it a bit. France, when they leave, they don't leave it. The things you wonder, is it possible? How are they able to walk around freely? So there's a lot of weakness. If any of those things are true, it's unbelievable that you leave a country and force them and take everything they own. And they beg you, then they pay interest when they take their money. That all their money of the central bank must be with you. Like, it's so crazy. How can it be still on? Okay, maybe that's the past. These are things that here are still present. So one country said leave. So a lot of these things happen. They just pump cement, pump it into their pipes, their water pipes. Cruel thing. These are the things Babylon will tell you to do. Babylon is cruel. That's what happens when you get into bed with Babylon. You hand you over to a cruel ruler. To do wicked things. So it's not everything. For all of you that are America romantics, you can't be more than I was. Just stop. Stop. You don't look at the mistress, major number one Babylon, and fall in love with her. Don't. Thank God for what God has done through her, but the amount of Babylon in her is so high, it's incomprehensible. So it's not everything you say American. Never say that thing people say. Can't you be like better country? Don't ever say it again. God forgive you for all the time you said it. You didn't know what you were saying. You're admiring Babylon's major mistress. You can't do that. Don't do that. If you admire it, you are marrying earthly things. You become it because that's how you think. But if you realize that life is a bit beyond your physical circumstances, you don't know everybody in Nigeria will be happy if they're content with food and clothing. You don't. You think our problem is food and clothing? It's not. Because everybody is greedy. The same spirit you got from America. Who was old enough in the 80s? One or two people here only. But you realize people were very much contented. Life wasn't like this in the 80s. 80s. People were, I don't know if you call it poverty. We were just there. But there were two or three rich people. Every other person was just civil servant, just there. Have food. Young guy wasn't much. They just clothes. Their life was just simple. Everybody got greedy. Then churches were the ambassadors of telling you, if you are not greedy, you're not okay. Our God is a rich God. Who do you think we got that message from? We got it from American Christianity. But it's not Christianity. It's Babylon. So this spirit slept with. Discontent became acceptable. Everybody wants, nobody is satisfied with normals. And Babylon loves it so because she knows where it's going. When you're totally intoxicated, she'll kill you. Take you behind. Finish up. I just showed you her journey here. Three questions. You're doing it fast. So prayer, I've told you about the need to pray thoroughly. Some of you can come out every day when you're praying. And I don't think we're just going to pray in the evening. I think we are going to pray in the morning and in the evening. How many of you don't have work or school tomorrow? Let me see your hand up. Quick. So, if you wish, if you like, we'll be here in the morning. When normal people go to work, it's 8 o'clock. You'll be noisy. So, we'll be here by 8:30. Schools have started, have we? Roads will be busy. It's fine and good. We'll be here by 9 o'clock. Leave your house by 8:30 if you stay anywhere far away. 9 o'clock, we'll be here to pray in the morning. Have you heard me? We'll be here, we'll pray for about, let's see, can't promise, 2 or 3 hours. And then the normal GIG prayers will hold, okay? As the Lord leads us. But we are to offer a cry, we have to pray, all right? Say, so you did not explain, I'm answering the question, you didn't explain how the kings commit fornication in Babylon. Have I not just explained it? Talked about entering agreements, contracts, all sorts of things, being seduced by what she's offering. Just do this. Start doing things that are dishonest, unrighteous, oppressing people. Offering things for what they say. You give you a seat at the table. You give you opportunity to business, corrupt businesses. You know, then there's simply things that don't make sense. Greed, the same thing I said. What's an example? I've told you what Bill Gates is involved in for the last 10, 20 years, agric and pharmaceuticals. They are very big on that. So they want to make people do a lot of things. You don't have to hear it from me, okay? Mm-hmm. But understand that when someone tells you, I'm going to give you a kind of seed that when you plant, it will grow and become so big. All those seeds will fail. I was telling you about, I just knew about Bill Gates being involved in the agri this year, some months ago. But I've been telling you from 2016, 17, I've been telling you about that times will come where plants will fail. Poverty is coming on the earth now. You don't know. You better go and listen to old messages. I barely preach those things anymore. Not because I'm backslidden. But I'm talking about other things. We can't keep repeating ourselves. I'm just counseling you if you can. Get our old audios. Listen to them in series. Take notes. Don't say you were not told. Or every time I ask you things, you say you don't know. These are things I said till I sounded like a broken recorder. I stopped saying them. Or the Holy Spirit does not emphasize them as much. This earth will be wretched. It must be. Now America will be poor beyond belief. You think you're watching a movie. Bad things are coming on your world. Very terrible times. Food will fail. People will plant and crops will fail and not produce food. You put in things, harvest comes, and there's no fruit on the vine. bad things, weather, everything will happen. Weather conditions, terrible. If you don't know God, you worship something. In the midst of that, something will show up and say, and you say peace and safety, and bow. There's no mark you not collect. Where do you want to stamp it? Here? Just stamp. Stamp me. Stamp my back, my belly. Just stamp. Anything to eat. People eat people when they are very hungry. Immorality with Babylon is engaging, doing illegal things. Next, should sickle cell patients keep taking their drugs? This is when I ask, what did I do to deserve this? Those drugs seem to weaken their immune system. So you should put it the other way now. Because I actually, today of all days, said that it's okay to take drugs sometimes. You can't ask, and you can't deal like saying the opposite at all. Those drugs seem to weaken their immune system. Might be true. Might be true. They should try and get healed. We should pray and pray and pray till they are healed. Sickle cell patients. We have to pray. So we have to press and get authority over sickle cell. That's what you see. When you see a problem, seek authority from God over that thing. So people should press it, get authority. How will you get it? By just praying? No. By praying and being obedient in the day-to-day. Obedience is God leads you now. And then you ask him. And he may say, okay, fine. Pray for sickle cell patients everywhere. And if it weakens anything, you know, I don't like things that weaken people's immune system. But I think they take it because they are in pain and other things. So God help them. But you ask God for counsel on specifics like this. And finally, someone who might have ignorantly associated with Babylon lost a lot of things. Not someone. Everybody has associated with Babylon. Don't say someone. We are surrounded. We are living in Babylon. Our world is Babylon. Child of God. You know, lost a lot of things. What is the solution? Lost a lot of things. If you lost things, it means you are in the right place now. Most times, these losses tend to affect even the unborn children. Most times, these losses tend to affect even the unborn children. So what is the solution? How do I answer this enigmatic question? Speak to one of the leaders, okay? Speak to one of the leaders. Let them answer you. And when you speak, don't speak in parable. Have you heard me? Don't speak in parables. If you speak in parables, you will not be answered properly. If you are one of the children, put it back. If you think you are the children who was unborn, and how do you know they tend to affect even unborn children? You spoke with authority. You say most times these losses tend to affect. So you are an authority on this topic now. Are you guys seeing what I'm saying? So what is the solution? You should know. Since you've studied it, most times you've even seen the trend that it tends to affect even the unborn children. We are going to pray. Listen to me. Our prayer is that God should save us from mystery Babylon. Yeah? Yeah, good prayer. Our prayer is that God should save us and purge us and deliver us. We are going to pray that for ourselves. Then we pray for our nation. Okay? That God should save us. I understand now why I kept hearing this song at the beginning. There is a place that I love to dwell.
It's the presence of my Father.
wondering, I struggled. You saw me at the beginning, I was wondering what was happening. So the Holy Spirit was now looking at what I've shared on and how there's the heavenly and the earth. There are two places you can dwell. Question, which one will you stay? You can see it's not a feeling. You don't stand up and say, me, by faith, I dwell. Mm-mm. Your mind must live there. If you've ever felt ashamed, oh, I don't know. Me, I'm always thinking of heavenly things too much. Or I might be useless on earth. Don't be afraid. Okay, if someone was to be useless on earth, I would be. I was very heavenly minded. I've been so heavenly minded. In between, I've walked in different places, been very involved in things on the earth while being heavenly minded. So some of you are younger and you're afraid of these things. I have lived it. I've lived being focused, spiritually minded over the kind that people say, Oga, be realistic. I would be a very good example. But my life has been very sensible. It has been a very realistic life. So if you have no other example and you're like, but if we go with what you're saying, know that I was that person who went with what I'm saying. I didn't start thinking like this after I grew up. I was thinking like this 25 years ago. Was very spiritually minded. You can't follow God and fail. There's nothing like I went with God. I ended up a mess. It's a lie. If you ended up a mess, you did not follow God. You were disobedient. You were mixing wickedness with righteousness and all sorts of things. If it's God alone you follow, don't bother. You end in a good place. Are you hearing me? Take my little testimony. The bits and pieces I share once in a while. I share it mainly because of this. So you know that you can be a fool for Jesus. You'll be fine. The fools of God end up fine. Better is better with them in so many ways than for others. But those who insist on saying, you know, I have to be careful. You know, you must balance. I didn't balance. There's no balancing. Love God. Don't be stupid. Do what God says. You'll be fine. What people call balance many times is compromise. Don't compromise. Love the Lord. Obey Him. Walk with your hands in the fields that He places you. Don't say, what has God to do with sand or agriculture, with office work? He has everything to do with society running smoothly. He's a God who cares that things run well. So if you're in a school teaching children, God wants people educated. The more they can read, the better they can read their Bibles. The better they can write their experiences with God and share with others. God is interested in the aspects of this world. What He doesn't approve is wicked things. Example, you're producing alcohol day and night. What for? You're generating useless things that destroy people's lives. That He may not support. Maybe you're doing things that help, including medications, the good ones. There's a lot of bad things. With time, you can't specialize all at once, but with time, God is interested in mankind. So He speaks to mankind about what is important. He wants us to wear clothes. So having a sewing outfit is perfectly fine with Him. Your laboring there, day and night is pleasing to Him. That people are covered. It will be bad if you're exposing people, making them naked, walk around like daughters of Mystery Babylon. But if what you're doing helps people, you cut people's hair, make them look neat, not like shaggy dogs. It, like anything you do that helps humanity be fine, God is fine with that. He may send you directly or keep quiet about it. Then if He wants you to focus on something else, like He did with me at some point, and say, no, come aside. Come and tend my sheep full time. First, part-time, then full-time. That will be fine too. God has a plan for your life and He will speak to you. He's not angry. How dare you? How dare you be working in an office? Eh? Can't you see souls are perishing? If you don't work in that office, they'll perish faster. Are you understand? They'll perish faster. Use every chance in every place God places you. Do good. In all the places I was, I tried to do good a bit. Try to do good. I'd still carry Jesus on my head there. Not that when you have a meeting, or I'm to carry out an interview, or I'm doing a presentation. In the middle of my presentation, I'll be stopping and saying, well, we'll take 5 minutes to talk about Jesus. No, that's not what you're sent to do there. But you can do it with the person later if you're sitting in a restaurant or all that. Or if it's not, there's no opportunity, don't bother. That's not what took you there. What took you there is God's will. Nothing stopped you from being a Daniel and having encounters with God while you're still administrating a multi-kingdom kingdom. Do you understand this? A multinational kingdom. You can do all things through the strength Christ provides. God is interested in our nation too. So first prayer point for yourself, Lord, if you think this, I'm giving you a minute and a half to pray. A minute. Ask the Lord that he would just help you set your mind on things above permanently. That he should commence. If you've never really lived like this, ask him to commence a work of moving your tenancy from earth to the heavenly realms. That your mind will perpetually be above. Come on, talk to him. Ask him. For if we ask according to his will, he hears us. Do this for us because this is our prayer. Do this because you can. Do this, O Lord, we pray. Take our minds to where you are. Rid us of earthly bondings and bindings. Cut us loose from attachments to the earth that are so strong that our minds perpetually dwell in this space. Help us go upstairs. Help us live there. Set us free, set us free, set us free, set us free. Help me stay with my mind on you. Help me keep my mind above. Help me focus on things above. Let my heart, my mind, my thoughts, oh my dear God, help me think on you. Help me think on you. Help me rest on you. Help us all, O God, be people who live breathing the air of heaven, desiring the things that please you. Everything that is true, honest, just, pure, lovely, that has a good report, if it has virtue or praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Think on these things. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I'm praying this for you, and we pray one more prayer. Father, I'm asking that everything impure, everything unholy, everything unrighteous, everything unclean, everything defiled, every sediment of Babylon, let us be purged of it.
Amen.
All attachments to such things that hold us down to this world, weighty things, things that weigh us down, sins that beset. Free us, O Lord, we pray.
Amen.
And may whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if it has virtue of praise, may we think on these things.
Amen.
You keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on you because they trust in you. Forgive us for doubting you, a lack of faith that gives room for us to be shaken. Henceforth, may our minds be steady.
Amen.
Oh God, give us friends only that whose minds are set on things above.
Amen.
So if we happen to be looking down or pulling up, facing down, their hands within our arms will drag us upwards. May we surround ourselves with a security protocol that ensures that we are compelled to have our eyes lifted up to heaven.
Amen.
Please, God, help us keep the company of the righteous. Help us fill our minds with that which is pure and lovely.
Amen.
Thank you, God, Father. Father, together again, we are asking for Nigeria. Lift your hands, everyone. Father, we ask for Nigeria. We lift our hands to you. We ask that you show mercy upon us.
Amen.
Free us of mystery Babylon.
Amen.
Free us of darkness.
Amen.
Cause our president to not yield or enter into any evil agreements in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your power be great upon this nation.
Amen.
Let your will be bettered smoothly, effectively, conclusively in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every attempt to abort, every murderer of the purposes of God, let them be struck down.
Amen.
Let the holes they dig, they fall into it.
Amen.
Let the stones they roll back on them.
Amen.
Father, keep us free as a nation.
Amen.
Your intentions cannot be thwarted. Who is man? What shall man do to us? May the desire of man concerning Nigeria fail.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we ask.
Amen.
Hear our prayer, for we have sought you. For we desire, we agree. We agree, Father God, that your purposes will be birthed.
Amen.
The sons of Zion will be birthed.
Amen.
The ones that will bring about the purposes of God in the earth will be birthed here.
Amen.
Keep them as you kept them in Egypt in the time of Moses. Keep them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I'm asking for everyone that has given an offering or will give, I ask that you receive it, use it for your glory and praise, as that you bless your children as they go, give them favor in their ways. Amen. Let your purposes be accomplished in the earth. Amen. And those that need to laugh, I've had a laugh paralysis, karibakaria sutata. Give them laughter.
Amen.
Just so they know you can. Give joy to your children.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
We pray you receive eyes to see, ears to hear, and an understanding heart. Remember, test all things and hold fast to what is good. For more information, visit our website at gods-lighthouse.org.